每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
2月6日，基督有洁净的能力。若山羊和公牛的血尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督他的血岂不更能洁净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？希伯来书9章13到14节。心怀愧疚是一种体验，心理学家也许会将之定义为负罪情结，企图将负罪感合理化。但当我们借着践行上帝的律法从中觉醒的时候，再也没有任何一种解释可以安抚你良心的不屑呼声。许多罪犯最终向当局自首，是因为愧疚对人内心的鞭笞更胜于牢狱之灾。圣经指示我们，基督可以洗净良心，心中的愧疚得以洗净，不再受他无休止的责难。但那救你的并非是良心的洁净，而是对基督的信靠。那洁净的良心不过是与上帝缔结了当有的关系所导致的结果。让我们一起祷告。天父啊，我站立在对你无尽宽恕的敬畏中，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
February 6th, The Cleansing Power of Christ. For if the blood of bulls and goats sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Hebrews 9:13-14. To have a guilty conscience is an experience. Psychologists may define it as a guilt complex and may seek to rationalize away the sense of guilt. But once this has been awakened through the application of the law of God, no explanation will quiet the insistent voice of conscience. Many a criminal has finally given himself over to the authorities because the accusations of a guilty conscience were worse than prison bars. The Bible teaches that Christ cleanses the conscience. To have a guilty conscience cleansed and to be free from its constant accusation is an experience. But it is not the cleansing of the conscience that saves you. It is faith in Christ that saves. And a cleansed conscience is the result of having come into the right relationship with God. Let's pray. I stand in awe of the magnitude of your forgiveness, Father. In Jesus' name, Amen.